This is the NOCM ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. The listening examination will now begin. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You'll hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. Then you will have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. You remind me of my cousin. 2. I've never been here before. 3. What do you think about this restaurant? 4. Have you ever tried sushi? 5. I'm trying to quit smoking. 6. What is your house like? 7. Could you tell me where the station is, please? 8. Why are you late? 9. How often do you go to the gym? 10. Are you looking forward to starting your new job? Now listen to the sentences again. 1. You remind me of my cousin. 2. I've never been here before. 3. What do you think about this restaurant? 4. Have you ever tried sushi? 5. I'm trying to quit smoking. 6. What is your house like? 7. Could you tell me where the station is, please? 8. Why are you late? 9. How often do you go to the gym? 10. Are you looking forward to starting your new job? Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. Then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Good morning. Good city walk. How can I help you today?
Good morning. I'd like to book a table for this evening, please.
OK. Let me check our availability. What time would you like to come in?
Around 8 o'clock.
OK. And for how many people?
There are 6 of us.
OK. Let me see. Well, we have a table for 6 people, but it's not available until 8:30. Would that be all right for you?
Yes, that would be just fine.
Right. So that's a table for 6 people at 8:30. Can I take your name, please?
It's Emma Johnson.
OK, Miss Johnson. And do you have a telephone number?
Yes, it's 0782 9652 100.
OK, thank you. Have you been to Good City Walk before, Miss Johnson?
No, I've not been to your restaurant before. I have read good reviews on TripAdvisor, though.
We do have a good reputation for our food and service. I'm sure that you will enjoy it. We're always busy, and our customers always come back again.
Can I ask if you have any vegetarian meals? One of my friends does not eat meat.
Yes, of course. We have a full vegetarian menu, and we have lots of fish dishes.
That's good. My friend will be very pleased. What vegetarian dishes do you have?
We have vegetable spring rolls, vegetable chow mein, noodles, sweet and sour shrimps, and vegetable stir fry. Or the chef will be happy to cook something that your friend likes if it's not on the menu.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. That is very kind. I'm looking forward to this evening now.
You're welcome. See you this evening.
Goodbye.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning. Good City Walk. How can I help you today?
Good morning. I'd like to book a table for this evening, please.
OK. Let me check our availability. What time would you like to come in?
Around 8 o'clock.
OK. And for how many people?
There are 6 of us.
OK. Let me see. Well, we have a table for 6 people, but it's not available until 8:30. Would that be all right for you?
Yes, that would be just fine.
Right. So that's a table for 6 people at 8:30. Can I take your name, please?
It's Emma Johnson.
OK, Miss Johnson. And do you have a telephone number?
Yes, it's 0782 9652 100.
OK, thank you. Have you been to Good City Walk before, Miss Johnson?
No, I've not been to your restaurant before. I have read good reviews on TripAdvisor, though.
We do have a good reputation for our food and service. I'm sure that you will enjoy it. We're always busy, and our customers always come back again.
Can I ask if you have any vegetarian meals? One of my friends does not eat meat.
Yes, of course. We have a full vegetarian menu, and we have lots of fish dishes.
That's good. My friend will be very pleased. What vegetarian dishes do you have?
We have vegetable spring rolls, vegetable chow mein, noodles, sweet and sour shrimps, and vegetable stir fry. Or the chef will be happy to cook something that your friend likes if it's not on the menu.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. That is very kind. I am looking forward to this evening now.
You're welcome. See you this evening.
Goodbye.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation two. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Hey, John, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you, Sam?
I'm all right. I'm just finding it so hard to get this nutrition course done. I started it last month.
That's the online course, right? Is it too boring for you?
No, not at all. I really like it. It's very interesting and it will be useful for my career in the future. It's just that I'm working in the office all day and by the time I get home, I just have no energy left to study. We are so busy in the office and when I leave work, I'm tired.
Yeah, I can imagine. What time do you normally finish work?
Around six, but it takes me an hour to get home on the train and I just want to cook something and watch TV when I arrive home. I'm wasting all my time in the evenings.
Don't be too hard on yourself, Sam. You have to remember it's important to relax too. If you get too stressed, you won't get any work done, and you could even get sick. Stress isn't good for you.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just wondering how I can get this course done. I want to complete it in 2 months.
You have a smartphone, don't you? Why don't you study on the train before and after work? Then you can go home in the evening and really relax. When I studied for my course, I did that, and it worked well for me. I used the app on my phone and studied whilst I was on the train in the morning. It made the journey seem quicker too.
I never thought about doing that. That's a great idea, John. I will download the app today. I can use it tomorrow morning. Thanks. I feel better already.
No problem, mate. Good luck with your course.
Thank you. I'll tell you when I've completed it.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hey, John, how's it going?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you, Sam?
I'm all right. I'm just finding it so hard to get this nutrition course done. I started it last month.
That's the online course, right? Is it too boring for you?
No, not at all. I really like it. It's very interesting and it will be useful for my career in the future. It's just that I'm working in the office all day and by the time I get home, I just have no energy left to study. We are so busy in the office and when I leave work, I'm tired.
Yeah, I can imagine. What time do you normally finish work?
Around six, but it takes me an hour to get home on the train, and I just want to cook something and watch TV when I arrive home. I'm wasting all my time in the evenings.
Don't be too hard on yourself, Sam. You have to remember it's important to relax too. If you get too stressed, you won't get any work done, and you could even get sick. Stress isn't good for you.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just wondering how I can get this course done. I want to complete it in 2 months.
You have a smartphone, don't you? Why don't you study on the train before and after work? Then you can go home in the evening and really relax. When I studied for my course, I did that, and it worked well for me. I used the app on my phone and studied whilst I was on the train in the morning. It made the journey seem quicker too.
I never thought about doing that. That's a great idea, John. I will download the app today. I can use it tomorrow morning. Thanks. I feel better already.
No problem, mate. Good luck with your course.
Thank you. I'll tell you when I've completed it.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. You'll hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
Japan has restarted its first nuclear reactor under the new safety rules following the 2011 Fukushima disaster. We have BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes reporting from Tokyo to tell us more about this story.
This country was deeply hurt by the Fukushima disaster 4.5 years ago. The people of Japan had been told that nuclear power was absolutely safe and that no disaster could ever happen. And yet, that is exactly what did happen in 2011 when 3 reactors melted down at Fukushima. More than 100,000 people had to evacuate their homes, and many of which still cannot return to this day. And so that is why the Japanese people are deeply uncertain about the government's claims that the nuclear power industry has solved any issues they had, and that this nuclear plant, which is about to go back online today, is safe, and that there is nothing to worry about.
Does Japan need nuclear power?
Yes, you could say that there is an economic argument for nuclear power in Japan, as they do not produce coal or oil or gas. They have to import these from overseas, which costs the country a lot of money. Electricity bills have also greatly increased since the 2011 nuclear plant shutdown, so there is a good economic argument for turning them back on. However, protesters are saying that Japan should take this opportunity to invest in renewable energies such as solar, water, and wind power, which could replace nuclear power. They believe that Japan should be giving up this bad habit.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Japan has restarted its first nuclear reactor under the new safety rules following the 2011 Fukushima disaster. We have BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes reporting from Tokyo to tell us more about this story.
This country was deeply hurt by the Fukushima disaster 4.5 years ago. The people of Japan had been told that nuclear power was absolutely safe and that no disaster could ever happen. And yet, that is exactly what did happen in 2011 when 3 reactors melted down at Fukushima. More than 100,000 people had to evacuate their homes, and many of which still cannot return to this day. And so that is why the Japanese people are deeply uncertain about the government's claims that the nuclear power industry has solved any issues they had, and that this nuclear plant, which is about to go back online today, is safe, and that there is nothing to worry about.
Does Japan need nuclear power?
Yes, you could say that there is an economic argument for nuclear power in Japan, as they do not produce coal or oil or gas. They have to import these from overseas, which costs the country a lot of money. Electricity bills have also greatly increased since the 2011 nuclear plant shutdown, so there is a good economic argument for turning them back on. However, protesters are saying that Japan should take this opportunity to invest in renewable energies such as solar, water and wind power, which could replace nuclear power. They believe that Japan should be giving up this bad habit.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to the broadcast. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Good afternoon, everybody. Okay, so today's topic is about smartphones and whether they make people more antisocial. Please call in and share your thoughts with us. So you have our first caller in now. Hello, Mary. Please tell us your thoughts.
Well, I'm a grandmother with a big family, but every time they come to visit, they're always playing on these phones. I'm waiting a long time to see them, and they just end up ignoring me because they find something more interesting to do on the internet.
Thank you, Mary. I have another caller on the line. Hi, John. What do you think?
I am a parent of teenagers, and I use my phone just as much as they do. Mine helps me with all aspects of life, from organising my schedules to contacting my friends across the world. There's an app for everything.
OK. Our last caller is Brian.
I have to agree with both sides. I see people everywhere glued to their screens all day. I think they can be incredibly helpful tools and fun too. Problem is that the younger generation is being brought into a world where people communicate more through modern technology and the old way of socialising is disappearing.
All great points. Thanks for your thoughts today. Now listen to the broadcast again. Good afternoon, everybody. Okay, so today's topic is about smartphones and whether they make people more antisocial. Please call in and share your thoughts with us. So you have our first caller in now. Hello, Mary. Please tell us your thoughts.
Well, I'm a grandmother with a big family, but every time they come to visit, they're always playing on these phones. I'm waiting a long time to see them, and they just end up ignoring me because they find something more interesting to do on the internet.
Thank you, Mary. I have another caller on the line. Hi, John. What do you think?
I am a parent of teenagers, and I use my phone just as much as they do. Mine helps me with all aspects of life, from organising my schedules to contacting my friends across the world. There's an app for everything.
OK. Our last caller is Brian.
I have to agree with both sides. I see people everywhere glued to their screens all day. I think they can be incredibly helpful tools and fun too. Problem is that the younger generation is being brought into a world where people communicate more through modern technology and the old way of socialising is disappearing.
All great points. Thanks for your thoughts today. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.